with David Ross, watching you on stage and see the emotions well up, man, that's big time. It was just so cool.
The love, the cheer. I mean, when you got 45, 50,000 people cheering for you when they announce your name on stage, it's just, it doesn't get any better than that. And I don't know. I love it. I don't know why they do it. They treat me so good. It's so nice to hear that. It warms my heart. It just fills me up with joy and makes me so emotional because, I'm a backup catcher and a guy that just tries to contribute to the team and works hard and do my part. And these guys treat me with a lot of respect and fans give me a lot of love. And it just is, it's overwhelming.
Well, the city is about hard work and they love team guys and they see that in you. I mean, you don't have to really figure it out more than that. That's the love right there. And you perform pretty well, too.
Well, playing well always helps, you know. But, yeah, the success here with this group and being on this stage and, all the love you get from these fans is just, I'm so happy for them and being in this environment. Great energy tonight at the stadium. Coming in today, you could just feel the buzz in the city. Walking around, I was getting a coffee this morning, and you could just feel the buzz. Everybody excited, tapping me, telling me good luck, and you just feel the love all the way around the city, everywhere I go. And there's good people here. There's good quality values in here. And it's nice for me to be able to end my career here with my family. It's a real special moment tonight.
Last one for you. WGN-TV is lurking on me. I see you, Dan Rohn. So when did you know that this group could do what you've done at this point and hopefully four more?
I think last year we grew into the winner that you saw, being able to do what we did last year. And guys continue to work hard in the offseason and all the way through spring training. And it's been our goal to get to this point and win a World Series. And now we're going. We have that chance. So it's a credit to the coaching staff and the front office for spending the money and the ownership. And the whole group will continue to get better and work hard toward this goal. And you don't see a lot of teams that set their goals as high as we do and are able to reach them. So we're on our way there, and we got one more step.
David Ross, the city loves you. You'll never have to buy dinner here. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
All I want to know about is the Grand Slam. How often have you thought about that since the moment? I mean, don't lie to me. I feel like you got to at least think about it once a day.
You know what? I really thought about until the next day it happened. But after that, I mean, we got to move on. We got a ways to go, and we did a good job after that. I mean, you can't live on the past. You got to live in the present, and the past was done. So I was looking forward to somebody else picking me up.
You've been a huge leader for this team. How do you view what goes on between now and taking on Cleveland?
What do I see? I mean, like, I see the same thing. We're going to go out there and grind every day, compete, and give it a good show.
Congrats.
Thank you.